Pop. That's the key word. We're going to have a little fun tonight. At least I am. I hope y'all do too. But let me tell you what we're about to do. That's not what the pop is about. It is about a pop quiz. We're going to take a test. And let me tell you the background behind this test before they're passed out. There's going to be 20 questions, so therefore each question is worth 5 points. And this is a questionnaire that I gave, a Bible quiz that I gave to the 11th graders on our last class. I just wanted to see kind of where are we with regard to general Bible knowledge. And there was really no rhyme or reason for the questions. I just went with 20 of the first questions that popped into my head. And I wrote those down, and that's what we went with, just to kind of get an overall general look at, well, how well do I know my Bible in general? And they did pretty good. The girls were not there. For different reasons, it was all boys that were in the class. I asked them, how do you think the girls would do? And they said, oh, they would have done much worse than us. And so... We'll find out tonight if that's going to be the case, because I know at least some of the girls are here tonight who will be able to take it. Having given this test once already, I want to caution you on some things. I want you to make sure you have something to write with. You can write on the sheet. The sheet of questions is going to be given out to you. For those at home, the questions are going to be on the screen, but you'll need to get something to write with. And if you're at home watching through live stream, you'll also need something to write on, unless you can just remember the answer, and you don't have to write the full name out, don't have to worry about spelling. You can even just simply write down a few letters to help you remember exactly what you were writing. You don't have to put your name on it. Nothing's going to be turned in. You will do with it what you want. But having given this test to our 11th graders, make sure that you trust the person you're sitting next to or in front of, and make sure that they're not going to be able to look on. Our top two grades in the 11th grade, I don't think they would mind you knowing, there were two in the class that made 85. In other words, they missed 3 questions. And that's doing pretty good. And they were the high ones. And notice that one of ours who made a high one had an individual sitting close to him, leaning back and taking a look at his paper, but he did not copy very well because he didn't come close to the sheet that he was looking on. So make sure you have plenty of room and you're spaced out. I have additional pens if you don't have anything to write with, and if you would raise your hand, I'll bring you a pen right now. The tests are going to be passed out to you, upstairs and down. And so if the guys who have volunteered to help will start that process, then we will be ready. While they're doing that, let me tell you, I'm going to put the first group of questions on the screen for those that are at home. There's 10 questions here. I'm going to give you 5 minutes after we say go to finish these 10 questions, and I'm going to put the next 10 up for those that are at home. I'm going to kind of judge it by making sure that everybody in the auditorium is finished with the first 10 at the end of that 5-minute period. If everybody is not, then we will go a little further. Do we need more? We're running out. We need more. How many do not have one yet? Raise your hand if you don't have one, and we'll bring you one. Raise your hand if you don't have one. Everybody has one now? Okay. Is there anyone in the auditorium who has not finished the first 10? Okay. Home, I hope you're ready. They're all done. So we're going to the second page. These are the next 10 questions. For those of you that are at home, we have lost the crowd in the auditorium. While we're trying to regain it, we'll try to get a little more, let you finish up. We'll leave those up for a minute longer. I hope everyone is done at home. That wasn't hard, was it? Okay, let's see how we did. What is the first book of the Old Testament? Genesis. What is the last book of the Old Testament? Malachi. What is the first book in the New Testament? Matthew. What is the last book in the New Testament? Revelation. How many books did Moses write? Five. Okay, that would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Who do we think wrote most of the Psalms? David. Who do we think wrote most of the Proverbs? Solomon. How many people were saved on the ark? Eight. Very good. One of our 11th graders said nine. He was for certain a baby was born while they were on board. How many days did it rain during the ark, or during the flood? 40 days. 40 days, 40 nights. Who wrote the most books in the Bible? Paul. In what town was Jesus born? Bethlehem. In what town did Jesus grow up? Nazareth. Can you name one of the judges from the book of Judges? It has to be one of these. Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Abimelech, Toler, Jer, Jephthah, Ibsen, Elon, Abdon, Samson, and then two not in Judges, Eli and Samuel. So have to name one of those in order to get it correct. If you've got one of those down, then you give yourself a correct answer. Can you name one of the tribes of Israel? Judah, okay. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, not Joseph, but Ephraim and Manasseh. And then Benjamin. Okay. In what body of water was Jesus baptized? Jordan River. Which apostle referred to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved? John. Who is the bride of Christ? The church. Can you quote the shortest verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. Now, you know, it wasn't written that way because they weren't verses early. We get verses in our translations, but that is the shortest verse. Who wrote the book of Acts? Luke. According to John, what was Jesus' first miracle? Water to wine. Okay, let's see. How many of you only missed three? Good. There's the tie for our 11th graders. How many of you only missed two? Good. Getting better. How many only missed one? Few more. How many didn't miss any? Okay, all right. If you have taken the test before, that might not. That'll be all right. We'll look. Very good. A lot of people who didn't miss any. Appreciate so much you taking it. It is so important that we continue to read. It's so important that we just simply read the Bible and simply make it a point and a habit to read it on a regular basis and on a continuing basis. And it is amazing how much everything you do about knowing the Bible and knowing what it says comes from just reading it. The Bible explains itself. The Bible explains the difficult passages. The Bible lets us know what it's talking about, and it does it as we read it enough to begin to be able to put everything together. One of the men that I followed in Wisconsin in the city of Janesville was well known for his Bible knowledge. He had a tremendous knowledge of the Word of God. And anybody that asked him, how did you get that? He just said, I read it every day. And he read through the Bible at least once every year, sometimes more than that. But he just simply read the Bible every single day and did that on a regular basis. When you do that, you come to know this book and you come to know what it's talking about. And Jesus praised this morning as we talked about his discussion with the 72. Praise God for giving these things that God has spoken to children. The people who are in love with them, who want to know about them, who want to learn more about them, and who are eager to read them and come to understand them. Those are the people Jesus was praising God for. And that's why it is so important for us not to worry about reading all the commentaries, not to worry about understanding everything as we read through it. The knowledge is going to grow, but just simply read it. You don't have to read it all day, every day, just a few minutes every day, and just read it and make it part of the book you read more than you read or watch anything else. And it will be amazing, the knowledge that will grow. But thank y'all for doing this, and y'all did great. It was fun for me. I hope it was for you. Our 11th graders enjoyed it. They loved it. One of them passed me this morning in the hall, and I mentioned we were going to do a surprise tonight, and he said, so is it going to be a surprise tonight? And I said, yes. And he said, is it going to be strawberry cake? Because for the last class, Jane made them a strawberry cake, and so we shared that. Did we do that before or after the test? We did it before? Okay. Yeah, we gave them a sugar high before they took the test. That might have been the reason for it, but we did that before we took the test. And so, no, there is no strawberry cake tonight. Unless you want to talk to Jane and work out an appointment or something. No, don't do that, because I'm afraid to look at her right now. But just don't do that. But we're grateful for each and every one of you for taking the test, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we'll all take seriously the idea of knowing this book and reading this book and getting to know it even better. There may be some here tonight who are ready to become a Christian or to come home to Christ. And before we close out our service, I want us to give an opportunity to those who might wish to become a Christian or might wish to come home to Christ. We'll do that as together we stand and as we sing.
Take me to your door.